Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy virtual conference designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
The topic I want to cover today is legacy. Legacy is often described as something that you leave behind, but legacy is something that is experienced in real-time moments. And legacy is not that version of you that you post online. It's that real-time version of you. And it's not reserved for executives, a boardroom legacy, even specific titles. If people experience your influence, your presence at work, in conversations, in community, in service, even at home, you are shaping your legacy every single day. And this message is for you. When people hear the word legacy, they often picture milestones, titles, even promotions, or maybe it's an elaborate long list of achievements that are great on paper. For a while, that was the definition. I believed it too. But your legacy is not your resume. Your legacy is your imprint. It's what people experience of you in everyday moments, the way that you lead, the way that you show up under pressure, even the decisions that you make, or even when you have to repair, when something doesn't go quite right. That's part of your legacy, not in just the visible moments, but in the consistent and repeatable ones. My understanding of legacy shifted because something didn't seem right. There was influence and there was feeling invisible. How can those two exist at the same time? And that messed with me because I would show up in rooms where I had real influence. I had a seat at the table, but it didn't feel right. And it wasn't because I didn't have the credentials. It wasn't because I didn't have the skill set. It was because it didn't always feel safe to be fully visible. So I adapted how I would show up. I would soften my message. I would over-explain and explain so I would be clear. And then I would also edit myself, correct myself before anybody else had the chance to. And then I had a realization, something that just stopped me in my tracks. I realized that every time you choose to shrink, you are normalizing that for someone else. You're modeling that behavior for someone else who's looking to you as that role model. Every time you choose comfort over clarity, you're normalizing comfort at the expense of courage, which is now optional. So legacy isn't something that you leave behind. You're building your legacy and modeling it while you're still here. I'm Renee Jackson Smith, the founder of Soar to Win. I'm also known as the unmuting coach. People often ask that question, what is unmuting? And unmuting means that you stop shrinking and you stop performing so that your voice matches your value. It matches who you are. And I work with high-performing leaders. I help them to lead with clarity, with confidence, and presence without performing for approval. Because let's be honest, performing is exhausting. When I think about my work with high-performing leaders, I see so many who are exhausted. And yeah, they work hard, but they're exhausted because they're chasing a version of legacy that looks impressive, but is not structurally stable. It's not sustainable. And so in order to be stable, we have to address some misconceptions. There are three misconceptions about legacy. I encourage you to write these down. First, legacy is your output. The more you work, the more you do, the more you achieve, the more you produce. I know, I was the GSD girl. Get stuff done. Yes, it gets you noticed. But your presence, it's what gets remembered. So your output is not your legacy. Next, legacy is intent. If your heart is in the right place, your leadership will land. People will get what you intend. They will feel what you mean. And bless your heart, they won't. Your intent is important, yes, but your intent is not the same as your impact. People don't live under our good intentions. They live under our standards, the standards of what we tolerate, what we reinforce, and what we repeatedly do. That's part of our reputation. That's what people pay attention to. Next, legacy equals heroic hustle. You save the day. You carry the load. You're the indispensable one. You're the one who gets stuff done. You're the hero. If your leadership requires one person, you, to be the hero, that is not your legacy. That's dependency. And when we create dependency, that dependency is tied to our existence. And when we're no longer here, that dependency is gone. So it's not your legacy. So in order to build a strong legacy, it requires a framework. It requires a system, a process. The sustainability leadership framework is that framework, and it consists of three pillars. Those pillars are standards. Standards is so important. Second, development. And lastly, sustainability. When you think about standards are not those cute words that we post on the wall, or maybe we post them online to represent who we are. Those are not your standards. The standards are the behaviors that we normalize. We normalize those consistently. Standards get rewarded. They're recognized. They're often ignored, but also with standards, we have to repair them when there's a breakdown. So when your standards, it's important to make sure those standards are clear. If our standards are not clear, it sends information to people. Is it the right information? Do people know how to engage with me? Absence of clarity creates confusion, hesitation. In working with leaders, I often heard observations about people or their teams. That person can't make a decision. That person can't do things, can't get things done. And I challenge you, is it the person or is it your standards that they're not clear? Unclear standards creates hesitation, lack of trust. No one feels safe when those standards are not clear. Another part of our standards is repair. Repair is often overlooked as seen as not important or even as a weakness. Repair is not weakness. As leaders, it's considered leadership hygiene. Without this, it impacts our integrity, who we are. And we don't always respond in the way that we want to. And when we don't respond in the way we want to, or if there's a breakdown, it requires us to repair. And so when something breaks down, it doesn't mean always that there's the need for this big, dramatic apology. Sometimes it just requires a reset. Here's an example of some simple language that you can use when you need to implement a repair. I'd like to reset something I said earlier. I wasn't clear. Here's the plan moving forward. Clear, simple, specific. Sometimes the reset is what's needed to help people move forward. Development. As a leadership coach, a talent development professional, I love learning. It's one of the things that lights me up in the morning of having the opportunity of being excited about what am I going to learn today? Every moment is seeking to see who can I learn something from. We learn and we're taking on information even when people aren't saying something. We're taking in that information. And also, people are learning information from us even when we're not saying anything. So developing ourselves, as long as we're living and breathing, continuous growth, it should be a part of who we are, our legacy. But that legacy can't just be with us developing ourselves. Others are an extension of us. How would you answer the question, who are people becoming as a result of your leadership? You exist to make people better. As a leader, that's one of our biggest roles, responsibilities, and honors is the opportunity to develop someone else. There's going to be people who are seeking development, but then there's also, as a leader, being able to notice and uncover and find that hidden jewel of growth that's hidden beyond the surface. That's a light bulb moment as a leader of being able to find that and helping someone else find their true potential and start big building their own legacy. That's going to connect and be around long after they're here. So as we think about developing others, developing isn't about fixing and telling people what to do. Some of the most impactful, memorable leaders that I've had are ones who challenged me to think. Thinking was not optional. It was a requirement. It was a standard of how I would engage with. And I embodied that. And every single person that I come in contact with, I want to share that, teach that, develop that thinking skill in them. And develop is not just on what I can receive, but what can I give? Giving and receiving, keeping that, creating that cycle. It expands your capacity. The last component of development, thinking about if as a leader, your team or your people can't think if you're not there, your leadership has created a dependency cue, not a team. So think about what legacy do you want to leave regarding developing people? Leaders will delegate tasks, but legacy leaders will delegate thinking. You decide which one are you? Sustainability. This is where most legacies erode. And it's not because there's a lack of talent. It's because the design was faulty. It wasn't built on a strong foundation. It wasn't sustainable. And one of the key culprits of not being sustainable is the currency of urgency. Everything is urgent. And if we operate with the mindset, we're creating this culture that operates at maximum speed. And eventually, there's exhaustion that sets in. I've heard this often. Oh, this is just our busy season. Excuses. Because that busy season never seems to end. There's a busy moment, but a season is creating a cycle. It's creating a culture that is normalizing that type of behavior. And then the last minute heroics. Being the one who jumps in as the hero and saves the day consistently. And so now normalizing that as a standard, that this is how to engage, that it's okay to have everything be an urgency. And it's okay to have to jump in at the last minute and save the day and have a hero mentality. It's not sustainable. Two things to help shift that culture. And this is so important. Protect focus like it is currency, like it is gold. When you protect focus, you are opening up possibilities. You are opening your mind to be able to look at things differently, to show up differently, be intentional, to be present. Focus is not optional. Focus should be mandatory. It should be our standard. When we're not focused and we don't allow ourselves time to focus, we are not operating at our optimal best. So focus allows us to do that, which ties into our presence. The second piece is stop rewarding the last minute heroics. Setting a standard and being clear on how to engage with us. It doesn't mean that we're inflexible, but a standard means setting a clear guideline of how to engage. And everything doesn't have to be an urgent rescue. Here's a simple weekly shift that can help you start to shift. It'll take time because once we normalize something, it takes a while to break that habit. So here's a simple activity that you can use. It is this weekly reflection is what is unsustainable and what is one fix? Again, what is unsustainable and what is one fix? Not 10, not five, just one. Focusing on one thing weekly. And over time, it starts to reveal what are those things that are necessary to move in the direction that I want to move in as a leader, to shift the culture so it's representative of who we are, who I want to be, and what that legacy looks like. So when you look at standards and you look at development and sustainability, they're all connected. They are a part of our unique operating system. They are part of our light in the world. We don't put them down and pick them up. They happen in everyday moments when people experience us. Your legacy is important. It's personal, and it has to be clear. So think about this legacy statement. I'd like for you to reflect on it. Not now, but I want you to think about it later. So write this down. People who experience my leadership become more blank because I consistently blank. One more time. People who experience my leadership become more blank because I consistently blank. I have a secret for you. It doesn't have to be perfect. It just needs to be true. It just needs to be true. So our legacy is normalized daily in standards, the way we develop others, sustainability. So what is modeled consistently is what outlives the individual. I'm Renee Jackson Smith, the founder of Soar to Win and the Unmuting Coach. I would love to connect with you. Follow me on Instagram or Facebook, Soar to Win and Renee Jackson Smith. Let me know you watched. What questions do you have? I love to connect with you. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session as we transition to our next expert. Remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit connectedleadersacademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.